Nudged presents The Train to Impossible Places by P.G. Bell. Narrated by Helen Vine. Chapter 1. Lightning in the Living Room. It started with a flash. A green flash, as bright and quick as lightning. There and then gone again. It happened so quickly that Susie wasn't sure she had seen anything at all, although she raised her head from her homework and looked about. "What was that?" she asked.
"What was what, darling?"
said her mother from the sofa, where she and Susie's father were both sprawled in a heap, still in their work clothes. Susie frowned.
"Did you see it, Dad?"
"See what, sweetheart?"
Her father was hunched over his tablet, reading the news and muttering to himself about the state of the government.
"That green flash! Didn't either of you see it?"
"Hmm?"
said her mother, shaking her braids loose while trying to stifle an enormous yawn. Her father looked around the room in bleary-eyed confusion.
"I didn't notice anything."
Susie pressed her lips together.
Perhaps it had been the TV.
She peered over her mother's shoulder at the screen, but she was watching another costume drama, men with tall hats riding on horses in the countryside. No green flashes there.
"You've been overdoing your homework again," said her father, scratching at his unruly mop of ginger hair. "Give your eyes a rest and come and sit with us for a bit."
"I'm almost finished," Susie said, and turned back to her workbook.
It was physics homework, and Susie was good at physics. Actually, she was good at maths, but she preferred physics because it made the maths useful. It turned the numbers into real things that moved and made a difference. She couldn't understand why anyone would want to do plain old maths all by itself. Solving equations was fun for a while, but all you ever ended up with was more numbers. And what were you supposed to do with them then? No, maths was just another way of filling up pieces of paper. Physics was where the action was. The trouble was, she was starting to feel that liking physics so much made her a bit unusual, which wasn't a feeling she liked much. None of her friends shared her enthusiasm, and they had started to sneak little sideways glances at her in class whenever she gave the right answer or got her experiments to work properly. They never said anything, of course, and they weren't being rude exactly, but she had seen it in their eyes. It was the same look they sometimes gave Reginald, the boy with the dinosaur obsession, who, on the rare occasion someone engaged him in conversation, would talk about nothing else. It was a look that mixed pity with suspicion, as though she were the victim of some terrible affliction and they were afraid it might be catching. The thought made her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?